local legend, or soon to be.
Right.
Famous Fat Dave. How are you, buddy?
Hey.
Hi, Famous.
How's it going?
Very good. How you doing, buddy?
I appreciate you calling me Famous. That's my nickname.
Hey, well, I'm glad to hear that. So we saw this article about you in the paper. Tell us about your business. You're a, you drive a cab, and how did this evolve into what you're doing now?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been driving a cab for 5 years, on and off, and basically what I do for fun, just with my lonesome or with my friends, I just drive around and eat. So I thought, why not take people on eating tours?
Well, it's a good place to eat. A lot of good restaurants in New York, of course. So you just started out going around and taking people out, and now you have these different tours?
Yeah, I mean, every tour is customized, personalized towards, you know, if there's someone who loves Italian food, I'll take them on a only Italian food tour of Brooklyn and Queens or something. Or, you know, you love garlic, we'll go on a garlic tour.
So, oh, I see. So you can customize it.
Every tour is different.
Now, what's your favorite borough there, Famous Fat Dave?
If I had to pick a borough, that's tough.
What do you like
to
feed?
Borough, I'd pick Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Well, let me ask you.
I don't have to pick a borough.
Now, for example, if I wanted Italian food, you know, I can only eat so many entrees. What do you do? There's one place you go for an appetizer, one place you go for dinner, then dessert. How does it work?
That's the thing that it's tough for people to wrap their heads around. It's dictated by the geography of the city, not breakfast, lunch, dinner, appetizer, entree, dessert. It's, you know, we might start off with a fried candy bar. And, you know, go right into the fried pickle. Not on the Italian tour, of course, but it depends on, you know, what you're interested in. And if we were going to go, you know, appetizer, entree, dessert, it would take 7 hours to drive all over the city.
Yeah.
So it's really dictated by the geography, and everybody shares. That's the concept. So by the end of the tour, we're all one big happy family.
I see. I see how it works. How about I like seafood, and I say seafood and Manhattan.
Yeah.
You take me to all the good seafood restaurants that you think are good in Manhattan.
Sure. Yeah. Although, you know, I try to spread it out. I take you to Manhattan, and, you know, I go up to the Bronx, take you to City Island, of course. And I would try to, because Manhattan, you know, you could do that on your own, but, you know, you get in the cab.
Yeah.
You want to hit all five boroughs or as many as you can. So that's why I try to make use of the wheels of steel.
Where can you get where can you get good hush puppies in this town?
Hush puppies.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. That's something, you know, it's not really there's things that people come to me like, "Oh, I want a great crab cake." I tell them, you know,
go to Boston.
To Maryland. There's
to Boston.
Things that New York can't provide.
Hush puppies, easiest thing in the world, Famous Fat Dave. Come on.
Wait a minute. Well, you don't even eat hush puppies.
I love hush puppies.
Isn't that seafood? Isn't there?
No,
hush puppies.
No.
It's cornbread. It's deep fried cornbread.
Awesome.
I thought they had.
You know
Hey, Famous Fat Dave. Hold on a second. We're having a conversation.
Stand by. This Dave, you're not going to be a part of this because this will be an argument now.
Wait a minute. No, I thought they had like a seafood thing.
I'll throw something out there for you. You been to Roland Roaster, Sheep's Head Bay?
No, I have not.
They've got deep fried kind of corn fried. They're kind of a hush puppy, but they're like a cream of corn fried. So it's a hush puppy plus cream.
See, that sounds good, but a hush puppy is just like it's deep fried, and sometimes there's a little bit of onion, you know, cut up onion in it.
Really?
I'm not a big fan of the onion.
No,
actually has good hush puppies. Long John Silver's.
Now, Long John
awesome.
Silver's is a seafood restaurant.
I know.
There's no seafood in them at all?
No.
No,
is there
not
any,
at all.
Any like bay seasoning or anything
no,
like that?
No, they're great.
Mm-mm.
Long John Silver's has great hush puppies. Love them.
Oh.
All right, so Famous Fat Day, what does it cost to go on on your place? You go to, by the way, his website is famousfatdave.com. What does it cost if we want to get you to take us on our hush puppy tour? And can I eat in your cab?
And drink.
Yeah, I encourage eating and drinking in the cab.
There
you know,
you
Travis
go.
Bickle, at the end of the day, I don't know if I could quote this on the radio, but Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
Every day
when he brings the cab back to the garage, he cleans up the...
No.
Right.
Dave, we said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you charge for people to go on the Famous Fat Dave tour?
It's basic. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different tours, but the basic tour is minimum 4 hours because to get out there and get back.
Right. And do you charge per hour or per tour?
The meter running?
Per hour, it's $100 an hour.
There we go.
I buy all the food.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Yeah, it's $100 total, regardless of how many people you have eating.
Well, you can't beat that. Well, go to the website and check it out.